Welcome back. Wade LeBlanc ready to go for the O's against a former Oriole in Jonathan Villar. And a home run to lead things off in the bottom of the first inning. Welcome back to Charm City. 1-0 Marlins. Well, now a guy that you'd certainly like at the plate in a spot like this. With two in scoring position and two outs. Brian Anderson in the right center field, a base hit. Cervelli scores easily. Rounding third, Aguilar. Throw is cut off, and the Marlins back in front. The seesaw continues, 4-3. Paul, professional at bat.
I know he's flexible, but I did not know he could fly.
Now Brian Anderson with a drive out to center field. Austin Hayes off his glove. That will score Cervelli around third. On his way to third is Anderson, and the Marlins lead it 8-6. And a ground ball. That's Birdie. The flip to Logan Forsythe. It's a Marlins win. And for Don Mattingly, he gets another win in a Marlins uniform. No one has picked up more W's as the Marlins skipper than Don Mattingly.
Let's do it.
Holy crap.
Hot.
Unbelievable.
You go from a day beforehand that they're winning, putting basically three runs together over two games. And then yesterday, every time that Baltimore answered back, I was like, all right, well, this is going to be the one where they run out of juice.
As evident by you Clem's text.
Oh,
holy
man.
Smokes.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I was doing stuff, but kind of paying attention. You know what I mean? I had basketball, golf, full sports Thursday, which was pretty good. But so a lot of times I follow these games on the text with you clowns, which is a big mistake. Big mistake, because I thought, no lie, the Marlins lost.
Really?
Just look at the text.
All right, let me see. What did we text yesterday?
I know we mentioned something about Yamamoto throwing meatballs.
I mean, right. Yamamoto was terrible yesterday.
So once you say a pitcher throws meatballs, is it safe to assume they're getting blasted?
That's only half the battle.
He got blasted. It was actually funny. The last thing that we saw from Yamamoto was Francisco Cervelli, the catcher. They had just come back for the second time, and Hollinsworth was even, like, a little intense. He was like, you know what Cervelli's telling him right there? He's saying, hey, we battled back for you, all right? Execute some pitches. And the next pitch was a tater tot right into the stands. So whatever for Cervelli told him obviously didn't settle Hawaiian punch out. And he was terrible. But the Marlins, I mean, their offense was clicking. Jonathan Villar and the groundskeeper were getting it done yesterday. It was awesome. Then they brought in this dude George Guzman for the first time. His first inning was great. Second one, gave it back-to-back home runs.
Oh, they all leave him in there too long.
It was dicey.
Hey, what do you expect from a lot of these guys are young, right?
Oh, yeah, it was his debut.
Right, okay, but excuse me. Can we cut him a little slack every now and then? Nah. Like, the guy's throwing his first time in the majors, and the only thing you and Robbie have to say is, too long. Get him out of here. Guy's a bum.
I know, say that after the fact.
The evidence is what it is.
If he doesn't come back for that second inning, we're talking great things about him, but he unfortunately came back for that second inning.
Oh, my goodness.
It's after the fact. It's purely after the fact analysis. I'm not saying he should have been taken out before then, but.
Look, doesn't matter. They found a way to win.
Oh, and that's the most important thing, because before the season started, if I told you, all right, beginning of August, the Marlins are going to be in first place and be 6-1, right? There's nothing that you could come up with that would lead you to believe that.
No.
But they are.
Especially after losing half your team. Who can
predict
this?
Right.
This is one of the craziest tales. What are you telling me to stop for?
This is all gravy bonus. There should be no complaints.
No. Yesterday was
not
gravy.
You two stiffs.
No. The first four innings was gravy meatballs is what it was.
He was in little Swedish meatballs with little the brown
Swedish
gravy.
Swedish meatballs. Little Hawaiian Swedish meatballs.
Man, those things are delicious.
They were getting, trust me, the Orioles know. It was a smorgasbord for them.
Yeah, but guess what? Let's not. You had two elements here. You had the Marlins giving up meatballs, but then you had the Orioles, who've been giving up meatballs for the last 15 years. Let's calm down.
They were even topping us because this dude, Wade LeBlanc, had the worst balk I've ever seen in my life.
They took him out after that, like mid at bat.
Leroy, he tries to go. Was VR on second, Robbie?
Yeah, VR was at second base. Yeah,
VR was on second time, so he's already toasted him in a revenge game. And so, you know, VR, he goes and steals a lot of bases, so he's got him shook. And so, dude completely tries to, he thinks about stepping off the rubber for a pickoff, but instead almost goes like Hideo Nomo, goes, never mind, and throws it to the backstop. Manager takes him out immediately. He's like, get the hell, he's already been terrible.
Now, we got to feel good.
Oh, here comes the cloud. On it.
Now here comes Cloudy with a Chance of Swedish Meatballs.
No, what are you talking about?
Hit the headlines thing, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I am a little bit worried about the next 2 days because the Marlins haven't announced the starting pitcher for today's game against the Mets, and they probably won't. I have no idea who's going to be pitching tonight.
They haven't announced the starting pitcher, and I believe Don Mattingly's words were yesterday, bullpen's pretty tapped out. I'm like, you guys just got back. What do you mean you're tapped out?
They didn't just get back. Like, you have to understand, the way this thing hit, you have probably had guys down here just throwing heat to each other, right? And then they get a call. Oh, yeah. Those 50 pitches that you threw in that bullpen session where you were hitting 102, we need you in the majors.
Dude, take 2 out of 3 from the Mets this weekend. You make me so happy. Oh.
Really? Hey.
I'm going to be insufferable.
You going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You know what sucks? We can't even go to our little perch.
Which perch?
In the Marlins Park.
Oh man, I'm telling you, that would be a great time. What a great time, though. I mean, they did take our pool away. I mean, Robbie and I are the last two sickos to jump into that thing.
I got to tell you, that had to be the nastiest pool in South Florida.
It was cool, but also very nasty.
Very nasty. So much sex had been had in that pool.
You think?
Oh yeah!
I got on like, what is this on my shirt? Yuck!
I'm guessing. Robbie
said it.
I'm guessing every reliever since 2012 had had sex in that pool.
Oh, you think they just go out for a little?
Oh yeah! Come on!
It started with Heath Bell.
Ugh. He was the floaty. Like, he just laid back and everybody just put a beer on his stomach and just floated him around the pool.
Just like a giant fat otter.
Like those giant fat meatballs he was throwing. Getting mad at Tobin.
What do you got, Robbie? Let's get some headlines.
Well, it wasn't all good yesterday. The Heat, they lost to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Third quarter is back, boys.
Yeah. It was third half.
Man, it was third half. Yeah, because they kind of salvaged third quarter. And then, I mean, third quarter when it got to the fourth, I don't know what you call that. You call that like IBS.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. But we'll save it for 15 minutes of Heat. There's a lot of stuff to get to, so let's save it.
Well,
like
as usual,
minutes.
We got to get to our golf update. The PGA Championship going on underway, which is brought to you by the Edmund Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Leroy, what we got going on?
Well, we got a packed leaderboard. The scores are not very low, but they're pretty good. 5-under is leading the way. Jason Day and Brendan Todd are that's Brendan, not Brendan. And they're leading at 5-under. Brooks Koepka,
Brooksy,
got limped into this tournament. He's 4-under. Now, if he wins, he'll be the first person in 60 years to win three consecutive majors, the same major 3 years in a row.
Oh.
Tiger is at 2 under.
In the hunt.
Yep, he's there. Bryson DeChambeau is also at 2 under. He broke his driver, putting muscles on it.
He's just too big. That's why.
Dude, I'm telling you, that shirt and that little Kango hat, he looks like he's a hitman for the mob. Right? He just so swole. See where Phil Mickelson is.
And our boy.
And our guy struggled yesterday.
Oh, really?
Gooch struggled.
TJ.
Yep, still looking for Phil. Phil, if I go down any further, he's going to have to work harder. He's going to have the old trunk slam.
Damn.
The first tournament as a 50-year-old, by the way. Phil Mickelson is plus 2, so he's still, you know.
It's cuttable.
Still in it. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Jordan Spieth, I don't know what happened to him, but he's 3 over, and his golf game has wet the bed. Oh, no. No. Ah! Nope. Still? Come on, TG.
Man, hard times for TG.
Hold on. I think I might have passed him up. But I will.
He was plus 1 yesterday.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, my bad. Sorry, Taylor. He's right in it. These scores won't, like, when this is all done, if they get to double digits, it'll be great. If the winner, 10 or 11 under, because keep in mind, this golf course gets harder. It's going to get a little chillier, going to be hard to compress the ball for Muscles Magoo, who's breaking drivers and stuff.
What happens in that situation? Like, if he breaks his driver, like in the
if you don't break it intentionally, so say if you like just lean on breaking it, you can get another one. But if you say you throw it and break it,
damage is done,
or
my friend.
Or you snap the shaft, you gotta just play with 13 clubs.
What's the rule say if you have steroids coursing through your body, and that's why you broke it?
I mean,
too many muscles are leaning on your equipment.
Mistake number 1 for his trainer, right? You don't even mention the word steroids, right? Like, in his efforts to defend it, he brought the attention to everybody. Wow, it looks like he's been juicing.
Yeah.
He's not. They test for it, but.
Really?
Huh?
Really? Like, how much do they test that?
They test a lot. They test. They really do. But they test for other stuff and steroids. Like, it would be hard. Like, I don't think people realize how many different things people use steroids for. Right? So.
But it looks like he used it for the old school way.
You know, like the old Drago steroids?
Yeah.
D. Gordon?
He's got that D. Gordon.
See, he didn't get the D. Gordon steroids, right? D. Gordon would have came to a game one day looking like, who's my man, Maurice Jones-Drew, right? No, he didn't. No, he was still skinny. He gained like 3 pounds.
He tried. They gave him the full-blown anabolic ones.
Yeah, he took the old-school, I-want-to-be-jacked steroids.
The Balco.
Right. Didn't even much as get a bicep.
Well, we'll get to the Heat's collapse yesterday. 15 minutes of Heat coming up next.
15 minutes.
Bam, bam. 15 minutes of Heat here for you on 790 The Ticket. Heat lose yesterday to the Milwaukee Bucks. It was a party for a little bit. It was a fun first half. Let me tell you something.
Got halftime snacks.
I don't know what the... I mean... Look, you went into this game, no Jimmy, no Gogi, which is what I said I wanted. I didn't want Goran Dragic to play. So you go into this game, you're like, all right, let's see what's happening. Let's see what we got. And that first half, boys came to play. Boys came to play. You know, they were cooking. They were nailing threes. And I mean, you know, it gets iced with Bam Adebayo making a 3. I was like, woo!
Wow, like a teardrop too.
I mean, it was a thing of beauty, a thing of beauty, and then it all stopped.
Well, I told you the difference between everybody in the NBA has the ability to play at that level, okay? But there's different different groupings of those levels. So you have the guy who's on a team but can only do it in spurts, right? So periodically he'll play at a clip where you'll go, wow, he's a player. Then you have the guys who can do it for some of the game, right? You know, they come off the bench and they might give you 10, 15, 20 minutes. And in those 10 or 15, 20 minutes, they may look really good. Now you have your pros, okay? I'm talking about your starters, your guys that can play, you know, for a whole game, maybe not necessarily at the high level. You got your all-stars, and then you got your Hall of Famers. What we saw yesterday was a group of guys on the Heat that a lot of them haven't done it for either a whole game or, you know, a whole season.
You got to go whole season there because a lot of the guys have done it for whole games. Plenty of them have.
Well, right. Let's just go a week of games. You know what I mean?
Most of these guys have been on a good team, man. I don't agree with that.
No, I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying when you get to your younger guys.
Yeah, the younger guys were bad.
Right. Like, they haven't yet put it together for a long period of time. So, you know, Kendrick Nunn could have maybe – he's had, you know, a week or a month.
He's been – I mean, he's the – out of yesterday – The two things that stand out yesterday were this. Obviously, a great first half, but from the bad is Kendrick Nunn seems broken. He's playing at like Mario Chalmers 2014 Finals bad, Mike Bibby 2011 Finals bad. Like his shot's gone. Like it's rough. And he's starting to. You know what the worst part about it is? You never want a cocky shooter to start doubting themselves. And that's what you're even starting to see with Kendrick. Like, he's even passing up the good shots.
Right.
And then he's taking the bad shots. Like, he's completely taken out of it. And then Bam. I mean, Bam played, one of his worst games as a Heat player yesterday. You know, he's 2 of 10, 6 points. One of them was a buzzer-beating 3 at the end of the first half when they're smoking the Bucks. So, I mean, he really gave you nothing on the offensive end yesterday. And then on the defensive end, which is usually always his calling card, he was fouling like crazy, especially in the second half. And you can't as a team think you're going to survive no Jimmy, no Goron, and a terrible Bam game when you're taking on the best team in the Eastern Conference. I mean, they have the MVP, they have the best record in the East, and so. You go into that second half and you think to yourself, okay, well, let's see what we got put together. And yeah, it was a bad third quarter. It was a bad third quarter. It was definitely a third quarter, but it wasn't the worst thing in the world. It completely turned on him in the fourth. Like the fourth quarter just had nothing. You had nothing for Milwaukee, and it was disappointing. Now, let's just get to the nitty gritty of it. And I'm sorry to disappoint, because I know plenty of you jackals are going to be like, oh, Tobin, no excuses.
Did you guys get Putin?
I'm here.
Leroy got Putin, by the way.
Leroy got Putin. So I was here the whole time?
Yeah, you've been here the whole time, yeah.
I was just making sure, because normally one of us gets Putin. Somebody has notice on it. I know that people are going to be like, oh, Tobin, don't do the thing. Don't say true loss, not a true loss. Look, if it really bothers you that much that you don't want me to say true loss, I guess if you guys want to chalk it up as a true loss, fine. But... just so you know, that entire first half was a house money game. I mean, you're getting crazy performances. Everybody's hitting threes. Solomon Hill's hitting damn threes. Everybody's hitting threes. Derrick Jones Jr. was hitting everything from downtown. So, you know, if you guys don't want me to call it a true loss, I mean, you can kick rocks. I don't know what to tell you. Didn't have two of your best players. Bam Adebayo, he put up a game you're never going to have from him. And the MVP actually, it was the MVP at the end of it. You know, so they had their best guys. We went out there with nothing. We go out there with Kendrick Nunn, who's in the worst shooting slump of his life. So if you guys, you know, I love all you jackasses who are going to be there on social media telling me what I can call a true loss and not call a true loss. That's not a true loss, Playboy.
I had a wild gambling experience with yesterday's game. I thought, you know, everybody's pounding on the money on the Bucks. The spread got to as high as 9.5. But you know what? I feel like the Heat were undermanned. Everyone thinks everyone's counting them out, but I feel like they'll put up a good performance undermanned. So I went ahead and took the Heat money line, and then at halftime I had the option to cash out. I didn't, but the second half line came out Bucks minus 10. I immediately jumped on it. I knew the Bucks were going to come back and make it a game. I didn't think they'd come back and blow the Heat out, but I thought
they walloped them. They walloped them. Giannis was fantastic. By the way, in limited minutes for him, because he spent a lot of the game in foul trouble too. But I mean, he was, you know,
those
he
spin
was
one moves. Of.
I'll tell you what, there was a very big difference with Giannis yesterday from the times we've seen him against the Heat this season. Is it wasn't, you know, people were saying, oh, you know, the Heat's their defensive scheme wasn't as great against him. It's like, nah, you know, he definitely made the conscious effort. I'm going to be a freight train here, and I'm not going to get into one of these. Get the ball in isolation, see what I could do against Bam one-on-one, or see what I could do against Jay Crowder one-on-one. No, 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 no. He was like, I'm doing the thing where I take two steps and I dunk on your face. And that's what he was doing all over the Heat yesterday, and he was unstoppable. Spin move was crazy.
Yeah, but Bam wasn't doing the Giannis stopping yesterday.
Yeah, but it wasn't even like, you know, like it wasn't those same, Bam didn't play great yesterday. Like he stunk up the joint for sure. But it was one of those things where it wasn't like you had I remember early on in the game where he had that, he got one of those isolation situations and Bam, you know, stopped him and then finished on the other end. But you know, this was Giannis was like, nah, I'm going to get the full head of steam. No one's stopping me. And that's that. Boom. Dunking right on your face. Dunking on all of the Miami Heat team. So he's tremendous. Look, he's not a bum. He's a very good player.
Brooke Lopez. That's,
oh, yeah. Brooke Lopez annoyed the hell out of me yesterday. Brooke Lopez getting treated like Shaquille O'Neal.
And they kept fouling.
Don't get me started on the referees. 8-on-5 all day yesterday. Jesus. What a parade to the free. Why don't you just say, here you go, Bucks. You know, just, you know, give them a parade to the free throw line for the entire third quarter.
Wow, Leroy's still not back yet.
I mean, it's wild. 33 of 38 yesterday. Wow. Here you go, Milwaukee.
I thought the Heat were double teaming him too much. Like Brooke Lopez is a perimeter big. If he's backing you down in the post, like you take your chances. You don't want Brooke Lopez to kick it out to one of these guys for a three.
Yeah, I mean, that was another thing too, is you had a situation where Kelly was also dealing with some foul stuff. He wasn't fantastic yesterday. You've been relying on him a lot. I tell you what's interesting, man. You know, this is small potatoes because, I mean, it's just the way it is right now. But, yeah, Myers-Leonard got the DNP coach's decision. Like, they, you know, they got to the point, like, yesterday where even Kyle Alexander's found the floor in the final minute. So, and I know he's in there in garbage time, but my bigger point stands is a guy who was a starter all of the season. And, you know, they definitely were dealing with some size issues yesterday against Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a very big team, and the coach didn't even look his way. I mean, it's wild. He didn't get a sniff. He didn't get a look, not even to be a body, not even to give you some fouls, nothing. So I got
a big guy that looks like Justice Winslow.
Who's the big guy who looks like Justice Winslow?
44.
Solomon Hill,
which is a weird number in basketball, right?
Yeah.
It just looks odd.
It is a weird number, yeah. What about him, though? You're just asking?
Yeah. Like, that's where he went on the bench?
Yeah. Like, Solomon Hill's giving you just a couple minutes, and, like, Myers-Leonard's just nowhere to be found. He's complete. I mean, I have to
I don't think Myers Leonard's not going to do anything with that. The only thing he could probably do is just be taller on one of the twins, right? Lopez.
Yeah. That's it. Well, I know, but that's kind of like you couldn't give him a couple minutes yesterday at all. And so I'm not saying it's the difference. I'm more wondering. I'm like, well, is he hurt?
Who are you going to put him in for? The only guy you can put him in for is Kelly.
Yeah, but Kelly was in foul trouble yesterday.
Right.
So I'm more wondering. I'm like, is the guy hurt, or is he just in the doghouse? Like, what's the deal there?
Could be that he's still a little banged up. You would never know, though.
Never know. The heat files.
Never know.
What do you think we'll find first? Proof of alien life or the heat injury reports? The true injury reports.
Aliens.
So we got true wins, true losses, and true injury report.
Yep. All of it.
Right. Right.
So yeah,
I think aliens will take the court playing basketball before we find out about the heat.
We'll actually have real life Space Jam before we find out how hurt actual Heat players are.
They have to quarantine before they get to the bubble.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I don't know if the aliens could get the Rona, but.
Yeah. So yeah, yesterday's second half sucked, but it's not one of those things I'm gonna get crazy over. Like, look, you say what you want about me. You want to say I'm cranking up the excuse machine. You want to say that's true loss, true win, stupid. Look, you win that game yesterday. That's bananas to go beat the best team in the East with two of your all stars out. And then think about trying to go win that game with the game Bam put up yesterday. You just don't win that game.
And how about people suggesting at the first half that Jimmy might have to earn his way back into the rotation?
Yeah, no, they definitely, dude. They were so disorganized for so much of that game.
It's funny because we're having the same conversation now about Jimmy as we did when D-Wade first left. It's not necessarily their production, but it's the way the game seems to be under control, and how the game can turn around when they get in those moments that they did yesterday.
Right.
So Jimmy, not even being able to make a shot, Jimmy would get to the foul line. Jimmy would do things to get things going in the right direction. Same thing with Goran.
And then so if you don't have those guys and Bam's in foul trouble in the second half, who's running the offense? You got two kids. And, you know, Mike Budenholzer and a great defensive
team.
You're
the one that seemed to think that, oh, they could do it.
No, I've been pretty concerned about Kendrick. I've been pretty concerned about Kendrick Nunn for a while.
I think Kendrick Nunn is just he looks like he doesn't have legs because every shot looks on is just short.
I don't think legs.
Think
now
about this.
He seems a little shook right now too.
Yeah, but think about this: you take a regular season for a rookie and make that long. How long do you think they feel this season has been? I don't care about the time off, right?
Yeah, but I don't feel like Tyler's. I mean, at least like Kendrick's had the experience of a G League. Like, you know, Tyler, you know, he's an actual kid, and he doesn't look like this.
Oh, but he hasn't been playing. I mean, he's just starting to turn it around.
Yeah, but he hasn't. Tyler Hero's not unplayable right now. Kendrick Nunn looks unplayable.
Not when you don't have another ball handler.
Well, they didn't. They literally didn't.
Right.
But when they do get everybody back, I don't know. One, I don't know if he's going to stay in the starting lineup. If he does, I don't think he's going to play significant minutes. Yeah. It's almost going to be like back to like Myers Leonard token starting for Kendrick. And it's like if he has it going tonight, they'll keep him in there. If not, give him the haul.
I think his role has changed a lot too. That plays a part in it because, you know, keep in mind early on, it was like, Kendrick, take the ball. Go do your thing, man. Go do your thing. Right, and as time moved on, it almost seems like the offense moved away from that, and so he's doing some things differently. And because he's maybe not doing what he was doing early on in the year, it may be affecting him, because his opportunities are, you know, a little more stretched out. I mean, I don't know. He, like, I'm not just gonna say, oh, bum, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of things that go into where he is now when you're a rookie. There's a lot of other things, you know what I mean? So I'm just, you know, maybe he needs to sit. You know, maybe he needs a couple of games off where he just watches basketball. It's hard to explain.
We'll take a quick break. We're back more after this. Welcome back, everybody. You can text the show, 786-360-0790.
Yeah, I'm on it. You know what? I start thinking why I get to the point where I want to choke the life out of you when you talk about these games.
Go ahead.
Here's why.
Okay.
Because would you have come in here with the same humble attitude if the Heat had won?
Obviously not. No, it's a house money game, though.
No. You can't play. You only play it down when they lose. If they had won, you wouldn't be saying, you know what? It's a seeding game. That's not the... You wouldn't be saying that. That's where, but why?
Like, there's never games like when you win a game. If you win a game like that, you are like, I can't believe, like, what if the Marlins right now? I'm like, I can't believe what they're doing, you know?
But the excitement, no. See, you already have a get out of jail free card with the Marlins, you have a go to excuse. So,
yeah, but
this is all gravy.
Hold on. In what world, when you don't have two of your top three scorers, in what world is that not having a get out of jail free card?
I mean, because nobody, right?
No, the only people who, in reality, who find that annoying are people who want to box me in, and you're not going to do it.
I'm not trying to box you in. It's not just you though.
All these little Twitter clouds, I like to call them your system. Where it's like the little cumulonimbus who want to go, don't do the excuse thing tomorrow, Tobin. Yeah, sorry, I'm gonna. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I can't. If it was a playoff game and we're sitting here and the Heat are down 0-1 after a game like that, obviously I'm more busted up about it. But in a regular season, fake regular season seeding game, no. Yeah, not really. I can't.
No, that's not why people get. That's not why I want to choke the life out of you. Because I'm listening to you now, somber Tobin.
I'm not right? somber.
All the things that you talk about are legitimate, right?
Yep.
But then I start thinking, boy, if the Heat had pulled that off, right?
Yeah.
See that yeah. right there. See the yeah.
Well, because that's not just a win though. It's a win, and you had. Did you see Giannis in the first half? That sad face that he had on. He goes, yeah. You know, that was a lot of life reflection going on there. Like
in the second half, the MVP came out with the spin cycle. I need to wash some clothes. I could have washed some clothes with that.
Dude, who's got a better spin move? Him or Dwight Freeney? That spin move is unbelievable.
To be 7 foot? Woo. Yeah. I'm like, it's crazy when you see your whole defense backing up, right?
Yeah, that no shot.
And now all of a sudden he explodes a dunk.
Yep.
Not a layup, dunk.
Somebody says yesterday that the Heat's depth got exposed. I couldn't disagree with that more. I mean, the fact that they were where they were kind of shows you the depth was decent. If anything, their one star that they had yesterday had his worst game in a long time. And if you're going to have that with Chris Middleton and Giannis playing the way that they did, you know, you're not going to win a lot of games like that, guys. It's just
that happens a lot though. Like when you think about Bam offensively,
not that bad.
Yeah. But like, man, it's Giannis. That dude ain't going to be the 2-time MVP for nothing.
For sure.
Right.
For sure. And I was
a lot out of Bam.
Oh yeah. Well, and also you know that you're going into you know Giannis is there's no way. We just watched an entire documentary with Michael Jordan being Team Petty. There's no way Giannis doesn't know all the BAM stop, the BAM is the Giannis stopper stuff. Even if they're boys, there's no way he doesn't know that, and he's going to try and go prove a point. Ah, that damn Russian president.
He's been on fire with our show the past couple days.
Yeah, I know. I know.
He has to deal with that.
And now he's like telling me during the break, he's like tin canning his. He's like, I got a hot spot. I'm like, hot spot? You live in a house. What do you mean a hot spot? I'm 25 yards from my router. It's not right next to me. Hot spot. What do you have? Like the bottom tier of internet? By the way, I was annoyed the other day, Robbie, because my internet people called me. This seemed like a scam because I thought I had the fastest internet, and they're like, "You have this speed, but we could double it." I'm like, "Wait a minute, what do you mean you could double it? I thought I had the fastest." And they're like, "And we can add on television for you, and you can have that, and you'll be all set." I'm like, "You know what? Nah. You know what? It's plenty fast enough." Apparently now that I know I could go up a level, I'll keep that in my back pocket in case it gets terrible.
You should give him a Nick Friedell's number.
Oh my God. It's crazy.
As he saw so far in all the Zoom conferences and all the stuff dealing with internet, like he's by far had the worst internet out of everybody.
He's definitely had the worst internet out of anybody, but it's been better. I will give him that. It seems like whatever he's done, he's picked it up a little bit. Nick Friedell. He's not in the same trash area that he was the last time.
How's a Nightingale's internet?
Wouldn't know. Never asks a question, Bob Nightingale. Never has anything to say. By the way, I had this guy yesterday. Oh, did he annoy me? So I gotta tell you, dude, I am in love with Monte Harrison. I love the guy. I love his personality. I love his essence. I love everything that he brings to the table. He's had like four at bats, and this guy goes, "Oh, because I put up the clip yesterday. Do you have this, Robbie, from yesterday? If you don't have it ready, just let me know." But like Monte Harrison had this quote the other day, Leroy, where he's just saying, like, I like the fact that he's also taking notes, even as a young buck. I don't want to call anybody a young buck, as a young stallion. Where he's letting you know I'm listening, and so he's like calling out the people who call the Marlins bottom feeders, and he's saying nah, you don't know what's coming to you in the 305. It's business is about to pick up, and I was like, I love this guy. How could you not love a young gentleman who's talking with this much confidence in himself and in the team?
Well, the Canes do that too. So
but I like that. I mean, I can't act like, you know, I can't act like I don't like that. Right. And so yesterday guy goes, "Oh, really? Why don't you get a hit, you loser, wearing your chains?"
Really?
I was like, he's had to it. First of all, he goes, he's like spending your money on chains. First of all, I don't know if those chains are real. Second of all, who cares if he bought chains? What are you paying his rent? Second of all, he's at four at bats. Can he get to double digits before you're saying, "How about you do something, you bum?" And then literally the next play, Monte Harrison is running right into the wall, putting his body on the line for the Marlins. He had already saved a run to that point with this incredible chase down catch. Then he runs through, I mean, his face goes right into this wall, Leroy. I thought he was dead.
All I got was a text. Hey, the wall won.
No, we think about those guys every day. Miggy, you know, all those guys that are positive. We can't wait for them to get back on the field to be able to help us win games. And I know the Frisch right now are very excited. This clubhouse is definitely a different one. We're ready to win games. A lot of people don't understand that we got some people over here, too, that can play, too. So whatever they want to call us, the bottom feeders, or whatever they want to say, that it's a rude awakening that's going to be happening in the 305. I'll tell you that right now.
I love that guy. I'll tell you who else is awesome, dude. I'll tell you how about Robbie, did you notice yesterday our boy Groundskeeper was fired up.
Groundskeeper
was fired. He hit that triple, Leroy. He was like Ultimate Warrior hulking up. And you know what's funny? So I asked Mattingly after, I was like, "I don't feel like we see that." He goes, "Actually," he's like, "I think he hides it in the tunnel because he is like that all the time. Where he's almost too emotional." He's too emotional. I'm like, how many times have we interviewed Brian Anderson? 3, 4?
Yeah, like he's laid back.
Like the most laid back, but apparently he's having like a he's been a super emotional guy this entire time. But well, I mean, you know what we haven't gotten to see him perform in games where the team is really good.
Right. I would say this, that I was the same way. So yeah, like it's just like some guys and I'll tell you this, a lot of the guys that you see all of that animation in front of the media are not with their team. It's all for the camera. So like everybody that I play with would say, you know, oh man, the guy never shuts up, but nobody would really see, you know, nobody knew that.
Speaking of not shutting up, I have to get to this. It seems like yesterday business picked up between Ohio State and Michigan. I mean, it seems like things got dicey. And
hey,
so
I got to tell you, say what you want about Jim Harbaugh. He does not care. does not care. He got his kids practicing in Rome, right? And he don't care that they've only won twice in 20 years, right? He's still, all his anger is still directed at Ohio.
We'll get to that next.